This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Getting all kinds of things happening. And joining me now from formerly STI, but now Staccato. And I'm almost convinced that they did this because it rhymes with his last name. Is Tony Pignato?
I tried to pitch that, and they shot me down. The entire board voted unanimously against no. We cannot call the company Pignato.
Well, anyway, it does rhyme. And so why did – now, besides the fact that the Staccato line last year just took over the industry in a whole bunch of ways, why did you guys decide to change from the time-honored SCI and move to Staccato?
Well, there's, you know, I talked about this, and you and I talked about a little bit on it, a couple of Facebook Lives and stuff, with a couple things. So the original name was Strayer Trip International Incorporated. So both those two names actually are involved in other companies. Sandy Strayer owns his company, and the Virgil Tripp actually owns his own company and does our hard chroming. So it's a little tough for us to actually build a new product, new brand, new brand recognition, based on, not that it's not attached to our legacy, but based on a legacy alone and not a forward thinking or forward path. And so we introduced in 2019 the two products, the Staccato P and the Staccato C, got market feedback. And then on top of it, we introduced those products into a new market, many of which had never heard of a 2011 or us. So with that in mind, it was pretty easy for us to get immediate market feedback, and then while getting immediate market feedback, be able to introduce a new customer and a new customer base to our products. That, and I won't go into the other reason. If you Google STI, there's something the CDC did about 2.5 years ago that's something transmitted infections. So that's another.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not a bad idea. Now, I presume now with when you guys first went to the Staccato P and the Staccato C, both of which I have and have fired extensively, it was you guys taking a bunch of race gun technology that you had incorporated and putting it into a tactical type package, a duty pistol type package. And were you prepared for the reaction that you got out of that?
I think we were. I think we have great confidence in our products. We've got great confidence in what the customer is going to feel when they use our products. And so with that in mind, we knew that once we knew the guns worked, we knew that they were going to perform to the level we've had them perform for us and people who've used our guns for years. To say that we were prepared for the volume of popularity we're going to have, we were hopeful, of course, as every company is. So we've been pleasantly surprised, but we're a pretty nimble company. So we can move very quickly, and we become more and more efficient every single day in what we do, and being able to do it faster and deliver the same quality of product has caused us to evolve. So that's a stimulus for us to get better. You know, you can't say you make the world's best shooting handguns without continuing to be the best at what you do and provide the best experiences and the best service. And obviously that goes back to the beginning of it, is being able to provide the best in manufacturing. So I would, back to the original question, I would say we were surprised, and pleasantly surprised, but not unprepared.
Well, then the next thing you did. Now, I thought it was sort of radical that you guys did away with just about everything in the catalog, because the SDI catalog was quite extensive. You did away with everything except the DVC and the Staccato line. And then this year, looking at the website, you've done away with the DVC line, the original Staccato P duo, or the original Staccato P, and the Staccato C in its original configuration. Completely retooled that, and hence now everything is staccato. Was this how far in advance did you guys have to plan this? Because that's sort of a radical move.
Well, you know, we knew we were going to make the transition to the whole product line being staccato. We just when we came into SHOT Show, we were like, hey man, now it's time. And again, we were prepared for it, but as we broke into the final quarter of 2019, the plan was that when we went to SHOT Show, it was going to be the time. We've got enough customer feedback. We knew we got customer feedback on the name within the first, you know, 90 days of 2019. And of course we had some people that were, I hate it. And other people were like, oh, cool, I like it. And all in all, we knew we were going to make transition at SHOT Show. We made the transition and rolled into it. And then about 2 months later, we made the official, announcement that we were going staccato, and it's been full speed ahead ever since.
So we're going to talk about other guns in the line when we get back. Now, it seems like you have expanded your tactical influencers that you've got on board, the team tactical or tactical team that you had. Is that what's happened?
Well, what happened, if you think about this, when I use the term competition gun, it becomes very exclusive. It also would make somebody, if you're thinking about, well, a competition gun is like a race car. You know, it makes you think it's going to need finicky ammo, and it's going to need special treatments. Well, we knew that our guns performed in adverse conditions and all kinds of different weather. So the best way to prove that is to give that gun to people that would either trust their lives with it or have trusted their lives with a firearm and let them beat the heck out of it. Some of those guys that we gave those guns with, they never sent the guns back. So we were like, well, we're going to put you guys on some type of team.
And hence the tactical team is born. I know.
The tactical team was born, and I joke about that. But they're all great guys that have, they're really, really deep in part or deep in the R&D and development and feedback of our products. We'll come up with – there's guys out there right now running guns or setups or coatings right now for us because we know they're going to beat them up. You know, if you haven't seen it yet, Mike Pannone did an endurance test with a Staccato P, ran 11,000 rounds out of a gun, and 8,000 of it was Wolf, and he used nothing but Hoppy's Black. Did not clean the gun at all, just oiled it and ran it, and it ran flawlessly.
I got to ask you this, though. I thought the Staccato C as a deep cover VIP gun was a magnificent pistol. I still do. And the Staccato, Staccato C, deep
right.
cover. The Staccato P, I thought, was a great gun. And yet, you guys did away with those.
The Staccato what we went away with?
The original Staccato P, which was a 4.15 barrel.
Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, we're about to run out of time here, so you hang on through the next segment if you would. But do give out the new website, please.
It is staccato2011.com.
That's where you will find, these guns shoot way above their pay grade. They shoot way above their weight. These guys are punching hard, and I mean, the formula has been perfected. I've got a 4.4 sitting here that is a 2020. Take my word for it. We're talking to Tony Pignato from Staccato. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Tony Pignato from Staccato 2011. And that you also changed the slogan to the world's best shooting duty gun.
Well, we have, in each one of our models, there's a description. It's kind of like the C2, the Staccato C2 or the C2 Duo or the C Duo is being designated as the world's best shooting carry gun. You've got the Staccato P, which is for professionals, being the world's best shooting duty gun. That's really the alignment of it, where that messaging came from, and how we incorporated that into our new website, which we're even evolving that. Good gosh, our website has quickly found itself not quite as fast as it needs to be as you start getting more traffic to the website. And also you may notice on our website now that we're actually selling DTC or direct to the consumer on our website now.
Well, I didn't notice that. I do know that the Staccato P as it is now, and that's the Staccato P now is a 4.4-inch barrel. And the shooting manners of this gun, there is a marked difference between it and the original Staccato P. And I know that you got Sean Armstrong there, who's your chief gunsmith, and I know who he's trained with and who he's trained under. You guys sort of just based upon this one example, I would have to say you have perfected the formula.
Yeah, that's a great point. We started looking at, because we had a 3.9, so we had the DBCC, which is a carry gun. We had a 3.9, and we really liked that size. And we had a 4.1, and then we had a 5-inch gun. And so when we really started designing a gun for that tactical alignment that an officer would carry, we started looking at similar platforms. So you've got a Glock 19, like a 3.9-ish. You've got a Glock 17, which is a 4.4-ish. And then the common denominator, so we're like, okay, that's a pretty proven size from a nimble standpoint. What's the performance like? And can we, when you mount an optic on there, you know, like a Delta Point with a supporting sight system, can we keep the cyclic rate of the slide fast and flat? And how do we do that in a 5-inch gun? So do we have to lighten stuff? Do we have to do this? Do we have to stroke a gun? All these different things. And that's how we came up with a 4.4 is, and this is honest to God truth. We had a 4.1 on the table, had a 5-inch on the table, and somebody jokingly said, man, wouldn't it be cool if we could make something in the middle? And everybody kind of looked at each other and said, meh. Let's try that. And of course, we ended up making the Staccato P in a 4.45. And it's, you know, we've done numerous ballistic tests against it. We've given, other departments and agencies the guns to test and beat against it. And the feedback was like, you get the nimbleness of a 4-inch gun, a 4.1-inch gun, and yet you get the flat shooting, capabilities and the soft shooting capabilities of a 5-inch gun. So we're really, really happy with that. As we can tell by customer response, that's the Staccato P and the Staccato P Duo are our number one selling guns by about 1,000 over other products.
Well, now the Staccato P Duo is now that's a different thing nowadays, isn't it? Because is Dawson making you an optic that you guys are using? Is that your proprietary optic now?
Well, that's our proprietary optic system is made by Dawson Precision. The Duo is called the Dawson Universal Optic. The Duo system, the Dawson Universal Optic System. And what that is he designed a plate. And here's a little tidbit of trivia for you. The DPP, the Leupold DPP, the Delta Point Pro, direct mounts to our slide. And here's a little known fact is, a majority of your optics, your pistol-mounted optic systems, or your pistol mounts, I should say, your pistol's mounting screws, not systems, are wide, and they're designed for a square-top Glock-style frame or a Glock-style pistol. And so you take a 1911-style pistol, which has a narrower slide. The only one that is narrow enough from the mounting screw standpoint is the Leupold Delta Point Pro. Which means we could take that system and mount it directly to our slide. Everything else needs an adapter plate. Well, we reached out to Dave Dawson. Incredibly smart guy. Great. I mean, he's like John Nash, beautiful mind. Like, that dude sees stuff that you and I haven't even thought of. And he could spend an hour on a CAD design machine and design something for it. So he designed a plate system that incorporates a front and rear sight so that if your dot does go down, especially in a tactical operations system or a personal and home defense system, you aren't dead in the water. You can't, unfortunately, you can't stop and go, hold up, bad guy. Wait a minute. My battery died. I need a minute. Give me just a few minutes. No, you got to be able to remain operational. So in order to do that, you have to have a backup system. And that's just the nature of the beast. You know, if we want something to fail, it's going to eventually. I mean, all things that have electronics in will eventually fail and have a fail point. And so being able to design a system with a backup sight system in it that is going to have that perfect impact guarantee, yeah, that's some big brain stuff, and we're very, very fortunate to have that as an offering on our product.
I've got a Delta Point Pro laying around here somewhere. Although, one thing about the 4-point, and we're before I get done asking this question, we're going to run out of time, so I'll just say this. The Scott Topi 4.4 that I have, which has an adjustable sight, and I want to talk about that in the next segment, this configuration, to me, simply is going to work. When I shoot it, it's very accurate out of the box. I didn't have to dial anything in, although I'm going to do it just to get a little more precise. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I if this is 2020, I can only anticipate what 2021 is going to be like. I mean, are you guys going to move to particle beams?
I'll tell you what. We started talking about our 2021 product about 2 weeks ago. That's going to be. I tell you, if the 2020 product is an indication of success, 2021, man, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. I mean, the 2021 product is going to be pretty ridiculous as well. We've got some really neat ideas that we're testing now, so it's going to be cool. More to come.
Give out the website again so that everybody knows where to go.
It is staccato2011.com. We've got a lot of offerings on the website. We have our new Staccato Academy on there, which is a virtual training center. You can learn about our guns, how to take them apart, how to clean them, etc. And then links to our events are also available on our website, as well as products for purchase.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke again on Monday, attempting to meet the Speaker's deadline for a coronavirus stimulus package before the election. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters that he still hopes a deal can get done, but he isn't sure if Senate Republicans will be swayed by it.
The Senate Republicans have been very vocal in terms of their lack of support of a number that is even close to what the president has already supported at the $1.88 trillion range. I can tell you this, that there are some in the Senate that would support it. Whether there's enough votes to get to the 60-vote threshold, That's up to Leader McConnell.
Wall Street wasn't optimistic about the possibility of a deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 410 points, shedding 1.4%. The S&P 500 fell off 1.6%, and the NASDAQ dropped 1.7%. This is USA Radio News. While former Vice President Joe Biden takes a break from the campaign trail to prepare for the final presidential debate on Thursday, President Trump's campaign says he already has a game plan in mind. Senior campaign advisor Jason Miller tells Fox News that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop will be brought front and center at the debate one way or another.
Well, if Kristen Welker, the moderator, doesn't bring it up, I think you're pretty safe to assume that the president will. Again, these are real simple questions that Joe Biden needs to answer to the American public. And keep in mind, this is also supposed to be a debate on foreign policy. I know the debate commission is now trying to move the goalposts yet again and work in a bunch of other issues, but we're going to talk about Biden's support for endless wars. We're going to talk about the pallets of cash. Remember that? They loaded up the billions of dollars, sent them to Iran, and then you better believe we're going to talk about all the foreign corruption, the foreign money that's been coming into the Biden family. And if Joe Biden can't answer these real simple questions, you know he's running from something.
The final presidential debate takes place Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Tony Pignato from Staccato 2011. I wanted to ask you about this adjustable sight on this gun, because was this available last year? Because the cut on this gun, the way it's mounted, it's almost like an optics cut.
No, that's we wanted to, and again, this is feedback from the field that we get from our guys. What it is, you know, everybody has the, in their mind, they're like, okay, man, if I've got a tactical gun or a personal defense gun, I don't want to have an adjustable sight, because an adjustable sight is not very robust. It cannot handle the demands of duty use or personal defense use, and so we wanted to give the capabilities of an adjustable sight to our end users while simultaneously giving them a robust platform. So our tactical adjustable sight was designed heavier pins, heavier plates, a cocking ledge on the forward portion of that sight, and then we recessed it into the slide so that we can protect it by building it down in the slide, protect it with the back of the slide by the firing pin stop. So you get a very, very robust sight that is buried into the slide itself. You get all the capabilities of an adjustable sight, which is important. I mean, if you think about going to the range and practicing with a 115, and then your personal defense ammo happens to be 147 grain plus P, well, that can be the difference of 6 inches at some distances, and you know that's the difference between hitting the bad guy or giving Fluffy your pet chihuahua a sore leg. So we wanted to be able to have that capabilities for our end users, and so we designed that tactical adjustable sight and buried it in the slide.
I haven't dialed this one in yet, mainly because I don't know that I need to, but I think I'm going to go stick up a V8 target and see what happens when I start trying to ring that bell, just because I think this gun has the capability of being very, very accurate. I know you have the gun set up with the optics and everything else, but with this gun, is there going to be another evolution with the 4.4?
We're really satisfied with that platform and that length. I don't see us making, especially the core products that we have. If you think C2 Duo, the P Duo. I mean, those are our core products. I mean, those products are just, they're going to be part of our DNA going forward for some time. And we may have some variations, some other guns. The XC has been just an amazing response by the customers to the XC and even the XL. So really, we don't have any, I say we don't have any duds. We don't have any duds in our network or our network of offerings to the customer right now. Or an interesting note for your listeners and yourself, due to high capacity demand, we've actually discontinued production of our full size single stack for the rest of the year.
That's because you need the materials to go somewhere else.
Well, it's demand. I mean, demand has been, you know, you go in most of your gun shops right now, nobody's walking in the store going, "Hey, what do you got that's full size and holds 8 rounds?" You know, people are like, it's capacity. Mag capacity right now is, I had one of our dealers tell us, he goes, "It's 9mm, it's high capacity, and y'all got an assaulting forward American flag on." He goes, "Dude, I can't keep them in stock."
They are very handsome guns, without a doubt they are. And let's see. Yeah, we got time to talk about this. Now, the other thing you did was you redesigned the magazine.
Yes, we did. We redesigned the magazine, and our magazines now come with the Dawson. It's called the Tactical Advantage Base Pad. And so the Tactical Advantage Base Pad, what it does is it prevents over-insertion of the magazine during aggressive slide lock reloads. Again, a demand of our new core customer base being home defense, personal defense, tactical operations, oftentimes you may find yourself in a slide lock situation and have to aggressively, you know, seat that magazine. Well, without anything, you know, if the magazine's, you know, 6 inches and the gun grip is 4 inches, you've got 2 inches of over-insertion. So we had nothing that would stop that. And you get somebody who really, really, really hits it hard, you could get, you could potentially have the magazine get stuck. So we designed this pause, and this was all in our testing. You know, as we test and evaluate, we went back and we introduced that Posi Stop base pad, and that prevents that. And of course, it makes it really pretty good looking, and it's easier to grab out of a mag pouch as well.
Or the other thing that you mentioned was that tactical people run the gun till it's empty, whereas a competitive person is going to do these strategic reloads to keep the time going, to not mess up their time. That also had a little bit to do with that, right?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I don't want to stereotype that every tactical person runs their gun dry. I mean, there's capacity and round awareness is evident in all kinds of professions. And, you know, the last thing, you know, when you run to slide lock, unfortunately, you're like, uh-oh, you know, I didn't mean for that to happen. And so I think that's evident across all disciplines. But in training, sometimes you do have people that run to slide lock. So they're training for the worst case scenario. And being able to do multiple things in manipulation of that firearm to get it back into the gunfight is important to learn how to do. Because if you've never reloaded from slide lock reload, and you have to in a gunfight, guess what? You know, all of a sudden you're like, holy crap, never had that happen before. Well, that's a lot of reasons why you see it happen in training. It's because people are pushing to that worst case scenario so that they're prepared for it.
Are people coming on board, and are you getting some third party support out there as far as holsters and stuff to go with it and everything?
Tons, yeah. And, of course, if you look at our website, we worked with Blackhawk, and we designed a level 3 holster. And I'll tell you what, you can come out of a full level 3 with the hood employed with our holster pretty quick. I know some of myself and some of our guys from level 3, you're coming out in sub 1 second. Or close to 1 second from level 3. That's pretty quick, just because the activation of this holster and the way it was designed is pretty unique. And it works off the light. So we're running the current model off a Surefire X300. We've got other light variations in development right now, but we've had a really good response to our new holster on our website.
I'm going to have to order one of those. I've been looking for other stuff too, but
Black Point Tactical, LAS Concealment. There's a whole bunch of them out there now that are building stuff for our guns, which is great. And, you know, we often have people reach out. And what's funny is it becomes an excuse to buy one of our guns. We'll have a holster company call us up and say, hey, man, we need to buy a couple of these guns to make some holsters. And you're like, don't you guys just have to make, like, one mold and then you're good? And they're like, well, you know, but we want to keep it, too. So.
Right. Now they're getting to it. We're coming up on the last break. If you would be so kind, tell everybody where to go and what to look for.
You check out our website at staccato2011.com. You'll find a wealth of knowledge on there, full list of our strategic partners as well as product offerings that we have. Also, you have access to our 2011 Academy and our event schedule, staccato2011.com.
Yeah, we'll have to talk a little bit about the stuff that you do when you get on the road. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Tony Pignato from Staccato. What is it that you actually have a title, and you go out, and when you get on the road, tell us about the experience.
So I spent quite a bit of time as the chief marketing officer for the company. We found that virtually unknown product, the 2011 product, and as you know, Bill, it's something you have to shoot. You have to shoot it. You have to experience it to understand what it's about, and that the fact that there's more to this gun than, you know, we didn't just take a Colt 1911 and a Glock and put it in a room with some wine and some soft music and then poof, a 2011 happened. There's a lot more that's gone into the engineering of this. So with that in mind, we understood that we had to go out and not only train our strategic retail partners on what our product is and create little super fans of our products in those retail spaces, but we also had to do is expose the products to the customers and let customers come in and try it. So we started doing that, and that just kind of grew into this big monster, and eventually I was approached by the company and by the board, and they said, hey, man, we want to make this a full-time position, and we'd like you to run this department of the company. And I said, great. And so now I'm the chief experience officer, and with that, I've got two other members of the business development team. We don't have salespeople. We have business development managers that actually go out, and they work with our strategic retail partners. They're responsible for helping them develop merchandising, sales techniques, training staff, and then creating experiences for those retail partners while simultaneously managing inventories and analyzing sell-through and market analysis to help them be more successful. And more often than not, you'll find members of my team are out there, and you can ask us about anything. We have, you know, a ton of experience in this space. If it's, you know, whatever, how do I sell something? How do I get my training group off the line? How do I get more people in my CCW? We have a ton of experience in our network to be able to talk to them and make our partners better. And that's what we want. When I came into the position, we had over 207 identified strategic partners that carried our products. And I think that carrying our Staccato products and providing our customers extraordinary customer experiences is the foundation of everything we are about as a company and as a brand. And the first thing I did was we started evaluating who's doing what and where they're doing it at and what their what the customer experience is. If somebody enters that store, and we're not interested in partnering with people who have bad customer service or discount our products or don't provide extraordinary customer services. And we took that 207 and we identified about 80 that are not going to make the cut next year. and adding new strategic partners as we continue to grow and move forward to the end of this year. And it's a transition. It's part of the growth. You know, not every town gets a Porsche dealership, and not that we're a Porsche. You know, we're a very, very inclusive brand, but we also are pretty demanding on how we want our customers to be treated. You know, if we make the world's best shooting handguns, well, then our customers should deserve the world's best customer service and the best experience. And we try to partner with people that can provide that.
I find the guns at their price point to be quite the bargain. Do you hear that around very much?
Well, it's in my travelings, and I travel around and I do events and experiences and major events. And, you know, I had a retail partner that was like, yeah, man, we're giving a discount today. I said, well, why are you giving a discount? He's like, well, you know, man, that's how you sell guns, buddy. You got to discount them. And I, at the end, I said, well, bear with me this first day. I said, let's talk about it tomorrow. So on the first day I got done and I said, you know, nobody came up to the table and asked me if we had any discounts or any sales going. I said, the number one question is, do you have it in stock? That's it. And if you don't have it in stock, how long till I can get one? I think we found a price that represents value and provides our retail partners what we consider to be a pretty fair margin for them to be able to operate with. And really, the feedback from the customers has been nothing but positive. There, every once in a while, you get somebody that comes up and says, oh, my gosh, that gun, because, you know, our guns are $1,600 to $4,300. And people are like, oh, my gosh, well, as soon as they walk out of that range after that first magazine, I never hear a dollar number again.
No, then everything makes sense. Then everything makes sense. But I mean,
well, it becomes value. It's the value part of it. And you know, I've said this before: is there's two things you don't want to find out in a gunfight. You suck, or your gun sucks. And what price can you place on that? And hell, Bill, I know you've seen it before. Heck, we used to have guys come in, you know, other retail partners I'd worked with or consulted with. Guy would walk in, he's like, I'm getting ready to do some traveling. I need to leave my wife a gun at home. What do you got on the sale? We used to laugh about that. Like, you don't like her much, do you?
I don't know if a nice Staccato C would come in. And I mean, really, when you think about it, that we're the that price point is not unheard of. There's lots of guns out there that cost more than that.
Mm-mm. No, it's I'm really think about what we're offering. I mean, this is a lifetime warranty. It's 100% American made. You know, we're a veteran-led business. We're made right here in the state of Texas, 100% American parts. And you come in and you're thinking about our guns and you realize that this is a gun you could buy today and 20 years from now still be shooting. And it's still operational. And that's using it. That's not putting it in the safe and breaking it out every anniversary and putting five rounds out of it like a safe queen. This is a gun that you can beat up, you can shoot, and it's going to last a long time. You know, it's like, your Staccato P415, you know how many rounds you got out of that by now? Probably 10,000 rounds?
About six.
Well, but I mean, ammo got a little hard to get a hold of lately, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, nowadays you got to be judicious when you're expending the ammo.
True story.
So, I guess going forward, I mean, one thing I noticed, I invited Tony to come to the booth at SHOT Show, and I was there for 3 days, and it was so busy at the STI/Staccato booth at SHOT Show, he could not get away and walk. I mean, I was on the same floor as him, and I was about 40 yards away from him, and he did not have enough time because of how many people. You guys were swamped.
Oh, absolutely. It was, and it's been like that nonstop. We streamlined our outside representation, and we started really focusing on those impactful strategic partners that we're working with. And with the current flow of traffic in and out of stores right now, it's it's really, really been refreshing to see that when we get in there and we do an event and we do an experience and people shoot our guns, the residual impact on that market is just unbelievable. And as an example of that, about the response and response to your statement, the response to our products throughout the year since SHOT Show, I've got a single location store here in Central Texas, and we did a 2011 experience there. And they're a pretty good sized shop, you know, but they don't do gun broker and they don't have a big expansive website. They're just a really, really nice gun shop with a beautiful range. Single owner. We went there and did an event and they had probably about 15 guns. You know, we try to make sure you've got good stock and we come in and do an event. We came in and did an event. And in the last 6 weeks, that retail partner has sold over 50 guns.
Outstanding. We're about to run out of time, so one more time, if you would, tell everybody how to find Staccato 2011.
Right on. You go to our website, get online, and click in staccato2011.com. Our website is continuing to grow. We have a lot of offerings there. Also, if you are retired military, current active military, law enforcement, veteran, or first responder, check out our Heroes program, and you can purchase your guns directly from us at the Heroes discount. You can join the Heroes program, and you can buy your gun from us. You can also check out our very, very large strategic retail partner, dealers that carry our products throughout the United States. You can also buy directly on our website and check out our holsters, magazines, and other accessories. Staccato2011.com.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours. And remember, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.